Well done, you have just completed the first third of this treasure hunt. We hope you are enjoying listening to us so far and that your rugby knowledge has grown. In this fourth stage, you will learn more about how rugby has developed over the years. During the 19th century, rugby spread first within the British Isles with Trinity College, Edinburgh Academy, Merchantston, Loretto, Marlborough, Charterhouse, Wellington, St. Paul's, King's College, Blackheath Proprietary School and Christ's College, Finchley adopting the rugby rules. From schools and colleges, the game spread around the world, actively promoted by missionaries, merchants, civil servants, soldiers and sailors. 1839, an old rugbyan Arthur Pell forms a football team at Cambridge. It is said that a team started at Barnet RFC in London. 1843, according to unconfirmed accounts, medical students formed a rugby club at Guy's Hospital. 1850, rugby played at Lampeter College in Wales, under the influence of Reverend Rowan Williams. Neuenheim College in Germany starts playing rugby. 1854, Dublin University Football Club founded. 1857, formation of Liverpool Football Club. 1858, formation of Edinburgh Academicals Football Club. Formation of Blackheath Football Club. 1860, Manchester Football Club is formed. 1862, H.H. Armand becomes headmaster of Loretto School. 1863, the beginning of rugby's oldest regular club fixture, Richmond v. Blackheath, formation of the Football Association. Several rugby clubs led by Blackheath secretary F.M. Campbell walk out of the FA meeting in support of hacking, thus preserving the rugby code. On the 8th of December 1870, a letter signed by the representatives of five Scottish clubs appeared in the Scotsman newspaper and Bell's Life, a magazine, with a view of really testing what Scotland can do against an English team. We, as representing the football interests of, hereby challenge any team selected from the whole of England to play us a match, 20-a-side, rugby rules, either in Edinburgh or Glasgow. This challenge was picked up by Blackheath FC, one of the game's oldest clubs, as the Rugby Football Union had yet to be formed. The stage of the first international match was Raeburn Place in Edinburgh, on Monday the 27th of March 1871, when 4,000 people paid the entrance fee of 1 shilling. This raised in excess of £200, a considerable sum for the time. The match was played over 2 50-minute halves and was won, narrowly, by Scotland with a goal and a try to a solitary try by England. The first try in international rugby was scored by Scotland's Angus Buchanan. The successful kick try at goal by W. Cross provided the first score and ultimately the win. The Scotland v. England match has become an annual fixture and since 1879 has been played for the Calcutta Cup. Now the match is played as part of the Six Nations.